Welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Moili'ili Honganji. Moili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moili'ilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Horii family, in memory of Hideo, Edith, and Jason Horii. Our speaker this morning is Mrs. Yoshiko Umitani, spouse of Resident Minister Toshiyuki Umitani and Between Bookstore Secretary. Good morning, Mrs. Umitani.
Good morning. My name is Yoshiko Umitani. I have been working at the Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii bookstore since 2011. If you are looking for books on Buddhism, Onenju, Monto Shikisho, or family altar items, please contact me. I would be happy to help you. My husband, Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani, is currently the resident minister at the Moili'ili Honganji Mission. He arrived in Hawaii to be a minister in 2001. So this summer, my family celebrated his 20-year anniversary of his ministry at the Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii. I appreciate my husband. He gave me this precious opportunity to share my message through this radio program. I came to Hawaii to get married to Reverend Umitani in 2003 from Japan. And this is my first experience to speak on a public radio program. My husband and I have similar backgrounds. Both of us were born and grew up in Honganji temple families in Japan. Reverend Umitani grew up at the Kogenji temple in Nomi Island, Hiroshima Prefecture, as the second son. His father was the 16th generation of the temple. I grew up at the Honshuji Temple in Okazaki City, Aichi Prefecture, as the second daughter. My father was the 18th generation of the temple. Although both of us grew up in temples which have long histories, we did not grow up to become the successor of our home temples, since the first son usually takes over the family temple in Japan. We didn't have obligation to be a minister. Reverend Umitani was interested in English and majored in English at college. While he was a student, his father was diagnosed with esophageal cancer. His father had to have a big operation to remove the cancer. During the time, Reverend Umitani and his brother helped their home temple's ministerial duties. This experience pushed him to become minister. He probably felt the impermanence of life and realized a minister was his life work. I was interested in international affairs, so I majored English and international relations at college and devoted activities in the International Students Association to communicate with students of foreign countries. Although I didn't study Shin Buddhism at college, I quested for the meaning of this Jodo Shinshu Buddhism in my life since I was a student. Through many incidents and encounters, my understanding and significance of this Shin Buddhism was deepened within myself here in Hawaii. I would like to talk about a few Honganji Sangha members whom I met and inspired me in Hawaii. They were enthusiastic listeners of Shin Buddhism teachings and made positive impact to their temples, sangha, and community. And they accepted their terminal period as it is. My first connection with Hawaii was Miss Ruth Tabla. I believe most listeners of this radio program know about Miss Ruth Tabla. She passed away in 2004. She made many significant contributions to the Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii and the Buddhist community in Hawaii. She wrote and edited several books on Buddhism, such as The Monk's Wife, a novel about Essene, published by the Buddhist Study Center Press. Surprisingly, I listened to her Dharma talk at my home temple about 30 years ago. My parents met Ms. Tabla at one Buddhist conference and were very impressed by her. My father invited her to a home temple as a guest speaker during the time she traveled to Japan. As I remember, Ms. Tabla talked in English and my mother translated it into Japanese. I was still a high school student at that time. I was very impressed that an American, not Japanese ancestry, intelligent, sophisticated woman became a devoted Jodo Shinshu Buddhism follower by her choice. I visited Hawaii in February 2002 with my father and sister for the first time. At that time, Ms. Tabla treated us to dinner at the Halekulani Hotel restaurant Orchid and invited us to her condominium. After I was engaged with Reverend Umitani, she sent a very heartwarming card to my Japanese address. Her warm and welcome message on the card encouraged me so much because I had some anxiety about my new life in Hawaii. When I moved to Hawaii in October 2003, after our wedding, she was already become weak due to the illness. One time, I visited her at the hospital with my husband. At that time, she was sleeping, so we couldn't talk with her. Very soon after our visitation, I was told she passed away at the hospital by her Dharma friend, Miss Connie Fukumoto. I still remember the scene. She sat down on the seat at the Hawaii Betsin Hondo and looked up the podium and eagerly listened to the Dharma talk during the Sunday adult English service. Next to her, her Dharma friend, Dr. Alfred Bloom, was sitting and listening to the Dharma. I would like to introduce another person that I met in Maui. In 2005, my husband was assigned as the resident minister of Makawao Honganji Mission. We moved to upcountry Maui. We lived there for 6.5 years. I met and grew friendship with many Honganji Sangha members in Maui. Mrs. Lei Matsumura was born in and grew up in upcountry Maui. She was a longtime member and treasurer of the Makawao Honganji Mission. I think she was one of the pillars of Makawao Honganji when we were there. She regularly came to temple for treasurer and volunteer work, Sunday service and Monday morning service. She was a sincere listener of the Buddha Dharma. I regularly met Lei more than 5 years at temple, and then Lei became seriously ill in her 70s. She understood she couldn't live long and chose to receive hospice care at her house by herself. I was impressed that she could make such a hard and strong decision by herself. When Reverend Umitani and I visited her house, she was already skinny, but her mind was still clear, and she welcomed us with a smile. We talked about the state of Makawao Honganji, my children, and so on with her and her husband. There was a butsudan, family altar, at her house, and she said she put hands together in gassho in front of it. Soon after our visitation, she passed away. I still remember her smile and strong and positive attitude in the middle of her heavy illness. Reverend Umitani once talked about Zen Koning in his Dharma talk. Shinran Shoni wrote about Zen Koning in his writing. It says, such beings are like people who, imbued with incense, bear its fragrance on their bodies. They are adorned with fragrance of the light. Zen means dyed. Ko means incense. And Nin means person. Zen Ko Nin is a person who has fragrance of incense and fragrance of Amida Buddha's light. Because such person regularly comes to the temple to listen to the Dharma and rejoice in the teaching of the Nembutsu. The late Miss Ruth Tabler and Mrs. Lei Matsumura were truly a Zen Konin to me. They are warm and strong. They regularly came to the temple and received the light of Amida Buddha. The teaching of the Nembutsu nurtured their hearts and mind. Moreover, they made positive impacts to the temple, sangha, and community through their activities and attitude. I think this is the outstanding characteristic of Zen Konin in Hawaii. I would like to follow their way of life and walk this Nembutsu path in gratitude here in Hawaii. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Mrs. Umitani, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moili'ilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, October 10th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom service will be Resident Minister of Moili'ilihonganji, Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani. A reminder that Moili'ilihonganji is having a Kalua pork fundraiser. Get your 1 pound Kalua pork for $10. Call the office at 949-1659 to order. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, the Hori'i family, and our speaker, Mrs. Yoshiko Umitani of Moili'ilihonganji. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Kerry Kiyohara of Makawao Honganji Mission. Namo Amida Butsu.